This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is an articulate spokesman in the media and before legislative committees on conservative and pro-family issues, and was named one of the 100 most important women of the century by the Ladies' Home Journal. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Plans are in the works to build what is called the NAFTA Superhighway to go through heartland America from Texas all the way to Canada. That would be a major artery of the plan to merge the United States into what is called a North American community. The first leg of the NAFTA Superhighway is the Trans-Texas Corridor, but it won't be operated and maintained either by the state of Texas or by our federal highway authority. A Spanish company, Centro Concesiones de Infraestructuras de Transporte, has bought the right to operate the Trans-Texas Highway as a toll road through Texas and collect tolls for the next 50 years. Construction is planned to begin next year. Plans call for a 12-lane limited-access highway. It will have 3 lanes each way for passenger cars, 2 express lanes each way for trucks, rail lines both ways for people and freight, plus a utility corridor for oil and natural gas pipelines, electric towers, cables for communication, and telephone lines. When the toll road is completed, Mexican trucks will be able to drive up the fast lanes of the NAFTA Superhighway, bringing Chinese goods in sealed cargo containers from the southern Mexican port of Lázaro Cárdenas direct to Kansas City, Missouri. The cargoes will not be inspected until they make their first customs stop in Kansas City. Hearings held by the Texas Department of Transportation this summer attracted hundreds of angry Texans. There are several reasons why Texans do not like this plan, in addition to the fact that the tolls will be collected by foreigners. It will involve a massive taking of 584,000 acres of farm and ranch land at an estimated cost of $11 to $30 billion. That's property that will be lost from the tax rolls of counties and school districts in Texas.
For up-to-date information on why amnesty and guest worker plans are mistakes, and on how illegal immigration makes U.S. taxpayers pay heavy additional costs for schools, hospitals, Medicaid, prisons, and all social benefits, write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Ask for Immigration Facts, or visit our website, eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Then join us daily for more on the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
And now, a heavyweight in the fight against illegal immigration and defender of the First and Second Amendment rights, straight from the ghetto, the prisoner of South Central, Terry Anderson.
What's with this Terry Anderson guy?
He's articulating a popular rage.
Stupid people of America, good evening. If you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention. Folks, America is the greatest country in the world. That is an indisputable fact. We have gotten to this point in history by demanding that all who come to this country become a part of this country. What's here? You don't have to celebrate any particular religion or holiday or join any particular club or political party. You can be who and what you want to be, but you must, and I say must, become an American. There are people who lived decades in this country yet never bothered to become citizens. That should not be allowed. That is one of our flaws. If somebody wants to remain in this country, they should be demanded to become a citizen. If you don't think enough of America, then you should leave. Don't just stay here and take the goodies. Leave or become a citizen, one or the other, within a reasonable amount of time. I would call that 5 years to apply for citizenship. But as bad as it is to come to this country and never really become a part of it, it is becoming a citizen that is not a citizen of the world, but a citizen of America. That's the important thing. But there's something even worse than that. There's much more worse scenario taking place in America today. There are those who come to America illegally. Yeah, that's that word again, that I word. They come here illegally and demand that we allow them to take all the advantages that this country has to offer. We allow this. That's our fault. We allow it. Then they have their children. Jackpot babies. That's right. Jackpot babies. Those children wrongfully are American citizens, but they are allowed to be called Americans, so we accept that. We don't like it, but we accept it. Now, even though they're born in this country and granted every right that a real American would have, they march in our streets against us. They protest us. They treat us like we're second-class citizens, and then they proceed to tell us that they're not Americans, they're Mexicans. I hear it all the time from them. I'm not no damn American. I'm a Mexican. And they're proud to say it. Like a woman said in Chicago last week, a Maria Cantu whatever her last name is, said she's an assistant vice president of a Second Federal Savings and an American citizen. This broad said, quote, "I still consider myself a Mexican. That's where we're so different from other immigrants. We just can't give it up. We're never going to give up our Mexican roots," end quote. That's our fault that this stupid broad said that. That's the American people's fault, you stupid Americans out here, for allowing her to be so complacent and sit in our country and take all our goodies and make an asinine statement like that. She's not going to give up her roots, but she wants to be here in America to be a vice president of a bank and make a whole lot of money. And guess what? She don't care nothing about being an American. I'd run this broad out of here wearing nothing but a pair of wet, dirty drawers. I'd run her out of here at 3 o'clock in the morning and say, "You don't want to be an American? Get the hell out of my country." But we allow it. And that is our fault. We allow this. It is our fault that she can say this in the first place. We, the people of this country, have allowed this by not demanding an allegiance to this country and this country only. We have allowed dual citizenship. How can you be a real American and claim citizenship to some other country, any other country? Under Mexican law, Mexican naturalized to the United States can keep their Mexican citizenship. If that ain't bad enough, this year Mexico has begun to allow Mexican citizens abroad to vote in Mexican elections for the president. In other words, Mexicans living in America can vote on elections in Mexico for the president of that country. Now, folks, Mexico is a sovereign nation. It can do whatever it wants to do. But why are we, as Americans, allowing this? When you take the citizenship oath to become a member of this country, you have to renounce any prior citizenship. Why are we allowing them to keep it after they have renounced it? Think about that. They have said, "We don't want to be members of your country. We're going to keep our nationality. We're going to keep our Mexican citizenship or our English citizenship or our Canadian citizenship. We're not going to become Americans." This is outrageous. And we sit back, oh, that's okay. You know, we're a melting pot. You can do whatever you want. That's diversity. That's multiculturalism. That sucks. And it's stupid. And I'm going to tell you why. It is leading to the divisiveness of this country. It is separating us. It is driving a wedge between us by us not being a homogenous nation. Why are we allowing this to continue to happen? I don't know. Then you've got the disloyal, worthless Americans like Oscar De La Hoya, who was born in this country and became a dual Mexican citizen because his parents or grandparents may have been from there. Why are we allowing this? Why do we let this go on? Listen to me. An American who wants to be a citizen of another country is not a real American. I'm going to say it again. A person who wants to be a citizen of another country and split his allegiance to America is not a real American. And he has no right to call himself an American. They shouldn't be allowed to live in this country. They should be made to choose one or the other. And if you choose the other, you get the hell out of my country. And you leave today. You don't hang around and collect 20 years worth of goodies. These people have absolutely no business being here, and their presence will only further balkanize the American people down racial lines. Because this is all about race. It's all about race, nothing else. There are illegals in our country who don't want to be Americans. They want the goodies. There are immigrants in our country who don't want to be Americans. They want the goodies. And guess what? There are even Americans who don't want to be Americans. They are only here because it's the best deal they can get. Roberto Chavarria, a 46-year-old Dallas businessman who came here from Mexico when he was only 14 years old, very nonchalantly said that he had never ever really considered becoming a citizen of this country. No, he never even considered it. He said, quote, "I don't think it's so easy to change a citizenship one doesn't really feel." He doesn't want to change to a citizenship he doesn't feel. Isn't that amazing? He went on to say, "Very few do it with conviction. They do it for migratory reasons," end quote. Do you hear what this clown says? They don't do it because they believe in it. They do it because it will allow them to come and go across the border at ease, back and forth to the country where their real heart is, and they don't have to worry about anymore showing a green card. They got an American passport, and they can just walk across with no problem. What the hell kind of American is that? A guy who does it for, quote, migratory, unquote, reasons. That is unbelievable to me. Unbelievable. Now, you remember Maria Cantu we talked about earlier? Listen to what she said. Quote, "Lots of people who come here have been in this country 20, 30, 40 years and are not interested in giving up their Mexican citizenship. Even a lot of the kids that were born here want to speak Spanish and keep that Mexicanness." End quote. Can you believe this? We have granted the most precious thing in the world, American citizenship, on these rotten jackpot babies. And what do they say? They want to keep the Mexicanness, not the Americanness. No, they want to keep the Mexicanness. And you can't pry one of them out of here with a 10-foot pole. You couldn't put 100 pounds of dynamite under one of them and get them to leave this country. You could give them $10,000 and say, go down there and live in Juarez. And they ain't going. You know why? Because it ain't paved. And the only reason they want to be here is because America is paved and it's built up and there's dollars here and there's food stamps here and everything else. There ain't no food stamps in Mexico and they ain't going down there because of that. That is outrageous. The Pew Hispanic Institute, and they're usually pretty good with their poll numbers, pretty fair. They took a poll. 57% of Hispanics believe immigrants have to speak English to be a part of American society. Now, that's a good thing, and I applaud those 57%. The scary thing is that 41% of Hispanics, 41%, say that they don't need English to live in this great country. That number is extremely scary, and it is big enough, large enough, to create havoc in America, when you've got a percentage of a race of people that are conquering you that tell you they don't have to speak your language. We are indeed in trouble. And if we don't wake up soon, this is going to look like Mexico and maybe even be Mexico. I ask you the question I asked before. Do you really want to live in Mexico? I do not. Now, ever, I do not. This is the Terry Anderson Show on the All-American Radio Network.
I've got some great news for you. We have another chance to vote against David Dreyer. Our good friend, Elliot Graham, the 26th congressional nominee of the American Independent Party, will be on your general election ballot this November 2006. We don't have to wait until 2008 when it may be too late. Just take a look at his very informative websites, StopFeedingTheDragon.com and ElliotGraham.com. That's Elliot with two T's. He has many other links to other Stop the Illegal Immigration and No Amnesty websites, and you will want to spread the word by telling others about these websites. Elliot will cure fellow Americans of a disease that we call incumbentitis. Stop voting for the bribery and corruption of Republicans and Demopublicans. Vote for Elliot Graham for Congress, who means business. He will secure our borders immediately, and he will strongly oppose any amnesty compromises paid for by the Elliot Graham for Congress Campaign Committee.
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we talk about the illegal alien invasion. Now, I want to remind everybody out there that may have a friend or relative who could not hear the sound of our voice, they can hear us live by going to our website. That's theterryandersonshow.com. I want to welcome all the good folks tonight.
at KFNX 1100 AM Phoenix. I was at in Phoenix yesterday at the protest with Luca. We're going to talk about that a little bit later. It was a great protest right there in, at the Capitol building in Phoenix, Arizona. I want to welcome all the other good folks at KDWN 720 AM. That's KDON in Las Vegas. And all the folks listening on the RBN Network, welcome to the Terry Anderson Show. Let me give out that call number now. Those who want to call, agree, disagree, or curse me out, don't forget, you get back all that you give and then some. You nice, I'm nice. You nasty, woo! That number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
And now it's time for the most horriblest clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horriblest clown of the week. Tonight we have a horriblest clown. Folks, it's amazing how people wear the title Reverend and then embrace lawlessness. Last week was a prime example when the Reverend Joseph E. Lowry, President Emeritus of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference and current chairman of, quote, Georgia Coalition for the People's Agenda, unquote. He was the keynote speaker at a luncheon celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month and the third anniversary of the Georgia Association of Latino Elected Officials. Racist! Racist, racist, racist. This man, this reverend, this Negro, urged black people in this country and Hispanics to form alliances to build a political civil rights powerhouse. He likened the civil rights movement of years ago to the so-called immigrants' rights movement of today. He called on black folks to, quote, exercise sensitivity and compassion, fairness, and a sense of justice on issues of immigration reform and discrimination against Latinos, end quote. Jeez, where do I start with that one? He acknowledged that many in the black community feel that illegal aliens are a drain on services, take black jobs, and depress wages. He then said we should turn this disagreement into opportunities to work together and develop an agenda that will serve both communities. How the hell are we going to be served when they taking all the jobs? When you got them flooding in here like 90 going north, you got 10,000 of them a month coming in here. They taking up every empty apartment because they putting 20 in it. They taking every job because they work for half. They're just pushing their way into the schools, taking up the schools because they need bilingual education. They're filling up the prisons. Where do we get anything out of this? How do we work toward a conclusion or some kind of opportunity for black folks? There ain't any. It ain't ever going to be any when you got people flooding in here illegally, but he don't see that. Then he said, then listen what this idiot said. You're going to love it, folks. Quote, to say the nation needs immigration reform is a gross understatement, but it is unfair to criminalize people who have come to the country illegally. It is wrong to criminalize somebody who's illegal. What the hell does that mean? Unbelievable. Here is a guy, I don't know if they're paying him or he's just an idiot, but he has sold his people down the drain. He's a race guy. This guy's in the race business. He's been a race man since the civil rights movement. But here's a guy who claims to be for his race, first and foremost, who is willing to sell them down the drain because he wants to get ahead and he wants to be recognized as a guy who was all for these newly arrived people. My problem with it is this. I'm not against forming a coalition with anybody. But if he's just going to form it with Hispanics, that's racist. What about the Asian people? What about the white folks? If you're picking one race to form an alliance with, you're a racist. Secondly, why is he doing this? Because he hates white people. Thirdly, what's in it for me? With him. What's in it for me? What do I get out of it? What do I get out of this? Some mythical Shangri-La where we're all going to get along and they're not going to kill me anymore in Hawaiian Gardens? They're not going to kill me anymore in Highland Park? Is that what I'm going to get out of it finally? Where I can finally buy a house in East LA if I want and they won't dissect me and kill me in that order? Is that what I'm going to get out of it, Reverend? No. What I'm going to get out of it is the shaft with no grease, and you know that. You know they're going to get me, and you know you're sitting on top of some money, and you don't care. It is typical, typical, typical. Reverend, you are a buck-dancing, shuffling, teeth-grinning, bug-eyed, head-scratching, handkerchief-head Negro. That's what you are. But worse than that, you are the most horriblest clown of the week. Unbelievable. Calls himself for the black race. I'm for the American people. I'm not for any race, folks. But he calls himself for the black folks, and he sees what's happening with the jobs, with the jails, with the schools, with the housing, everything, and he's willing to sell us out. And I'm going to have more on him in just a few minutes. Let's get to our guest now, folks. Mr. Ken Wagner,
Hey, yep. How you been, Terry? I haven't heard you go off in a while in person. I like you on the radio.
What do you say, Ken? How you been, buddy?
Oh, things are going really well out here.
Folks, Ken is running for the Congress to replace the idiotic Shelley Berkley. Am I correct, Ken?
That is correct.
In the state of Nevada. So what's happening with the campaign, Ken? Tell us about it, and tell us what's happening there on the illegal immigration invasion.
Well, I got together with the – I'm a Republican. I won the Republican nomination. I got 51% of the vote against their chosen one, and the American people came up and said, you know what, we like what he has to say. He's not the great speaker, he's not charismatic, but he tells the truth.
I don't care about any of that stuff, Ken. I want a guy that talks the talk and walks the walk.
Well, you know, it's like I was saying, I've been ridiculed in the papers. They say, you know, what kind of idiot takes a second mortgage out on his house to run a campaign? What kind of idiot goes into this by going door to door to talk to the people?
An American idiot.
Yeah, you know what? That's right. My son's in the military. I'm retired from the military. I've lost too many of my friends for this country to let it be sold down the drain by these people who are in charge right now. And the truth is, they are selling us down the drain. I know I'm supposed to be a Republican, but when you go and look at who gets the money, I haven't got one penny from the Republican Party, not one penny. Now,
yep.
Why is that a Republican who has a chance of picking up a seat when they're all running and hiding?
Same way they're doing Randy Graff down in Arizona. They've completely turned their backs on him, and he won the primary down there going away. And guess what? They're not giving him any support at all. They had promised they were going to give a radio and TV spots, not a dime.
Yeah, they offered him $1 million. I talked to his campaign manager. It makes me sick what the Republicans are doing. But the truth is, the people in charge now, they're both the same.
Yeah, and
before they get their money, I've turned back absolutely every one of those political action committee checks. I sent them back because they're not going to buy me. I know people in my campaign are mad at me about it, but you know what? They're wrong. They're wrong because if I become one of them, you know, you start taking that this check and that check and this check, they end up buying you.
Yeah, and they own you.
They don't give it to you for free. They want something.
Well, you know, Ken, I'm of the same feeling, and the reason why we don't have a tax-exempt status here is because if we had that, then you can't talk bad about this politician. You can't talk nice about this. I don't endorse anybody on the show, but I want to be able to call a guy what he is, and if he is a rotten, stinking son of a sea cook, I want to be able to say that on the air.
Well, you know what? That's how our churches have sold us out also. They're so afraid of losing their tax-exempt status, they won't say what's true. The lady I'm running against, she thinks it's okay for, and I'll just say it because this is the way it was. She voted to give Mexicans, only Mexicans, Social Security benefits.
Racist.
She voted for them to have driver's license. She votes for them to be sanctuary city. She votes for them. I mean, when you go on and on, it's the only thing she's ever voted for, and I've been getting the credit for, and I don't deserve any credit for it, is for the fence. But someone should remind those idiots that are in charge right now, 700 miles when the border on our southern border is 1,950 miles, don't they understand they're missing a little? I mean, it's insane what we the people have allowed to happen, and now it's time we wake up and we take back our country.
Well,
what you actually said is correct. I wish I had your fire like you do.
Well, everybody's got a gift, and I guess they tell me that's mine. I don't know.
It is.
Well, Ken, I open my mouth and it comes out, but you know, you've got more guts than me because I'm not running for office nowhere. I would have to invest in Baraxo or some other kind of soap, because to be a politician, I'd be washing my hands every time I touched one of them.
Well,
they're all a bunch of rotten scum.
Right. You know, I was just interviewed earlier, and I don't know if you've heard what's going on. I mean, we've had a lot of problems out here. For instance, yeah, and you think this would make news. I'm a national candidate for Congress here, and we were out putting up signs, and someone took a high-powered rifle and shot out my son's car. Do you remember reading about that?
Not a word.
Not a word. And we were inside a Quad Hall's gun show at Cashman Field, because, you know, I go absolutely anywhere. You call me and say, hey, come speak at this group, I'm showing up anywhere. We go to the Quad Hall's gun show. In front of many witnesses, my table gets surrounded by Hispanic-looking gentlemen, one really short one. And, you know, I have two nice daughters, and we took their pictures off the website, but I put them back on now because I'm not going to let them intimidate me. And in front of a group, this kid says, and you know me, I'm a big guy. I'm 6'2", 225 pounds, and, you know, I'm just a big guy. And this real short guy told me he's going to have sex with my daughter. That ain't how he said it, but that's how I can say it over the radio.
Well,
so being a father, I'm going over the table. And luckily the guy standing next to me goes, Ken, they're pointing a camera at you.
See, I would have just calmly told him, and while you're with my daughter, I'm going to be with your stinking mama. See, that's what I would have said. You know, that's the South Central way.
But when that...
But I'm just joking with you. I would have said that. I'm not telling you to say it. But you know what, Ken? They try to provoke you if they know the camera's watching so that they can catch you in a compromising position and make you look bad.
And all they're going to show is this poor little Hispanic gentleman getting beat up by this, you know, big brawling guy.
And that's typical.
You know what? No matter what they say, I'm for securing our borders. There's 250,000 illegal aliens in our jails and prisons. Once our borders are secure, you're out of here. That lady who stole my daughter's identity in Washington and the state of Washington called and said if we call them, harass them again, they're going to put a warrant out for me. You know what? That person needs to be deported. That's a felony what she's done, and the state of Washington is protecting her. But I'm going to tell you some good news that we just did. The Independent American Party and I and a few other people got together, and we signed a little over 15,000, and we had each one of them personally notarized, and we turned them in here to Nevada challenging 15,000 voters, and they got 5 days to send those out and challenge each one of them. And we challenged everyone from, and there was a kid that signed one out as Roger Rabbit, who they let vote here in Nevada, because in here in Nevada they don't check.
Well, you know,
all you have to do is mail it off.
Well, Ken, it's a sad thing, and that's what's going on. Ken, we got to go. I'm sorry. We're running out of time here. Give the people your contact information in case they want to get with you.
You know what? If you want to get in the fight with me here in Nevada, if you're from Nevada, I'm not asking for any money. All I'm asking you for to do is come down to my office, donate a little time, hand out some of these flyers. I just bought 30,000 more, and help go door-to-door with us. And
all right, you
put them on the door.
All right, you K-Dawn people. There it is.
Well, and that's all I'm asking. You know, step up to the plate. Stop talking about it and let's do it. My phone number out here in Nevada is 702-655-8888.
One more time, Ken.
It's 702-655-8888. And, Terry, you know what? You do a great job, and every time I listen to you, I get fired up.
Well,
and
buddy,
I'm not going to be able to sleep for a while, so I guess you're going to have to put up with me listening to your show.
Well, I appreciate that, Ken. I really do. And you're doing a good job, too. I know you've run for office before, and you're giving it a shot. You're doing something most of us wouldn't have the guts to do, and we applaud you for it.
Thanks, Terry, and have a great show, and God bless America, God bless our troops.
Stay in touch, buddy. We want to know how it's going.
Thanks.
All right, Ken. Take care.
Good night.
Ken Wagner, folks, running for the United States Congress, the House of Representatives. Give him your support if he's talking the language that you want to hear. All right, folks, we're going to take a break in a minute. But before we do, I just want to remind you, we need your help to stay on the air. It's a tough deal here. If you think you want to help us, stay on. You like our message. We don't get paid here. We do this out of the love of our country and no other reason. Send us a little donation. We're going to have a calendars pretty soon. The Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. I'll give that out again at the end of the show, so you can get it if you want to give us a hand. If you don't, that's okay, too. We understand. It's like public TV. Nobody pays, but everybody watches. We know we're being listened to, not only by those that love us, but by those that hate us. And one of those people is Mr. Augustin Cebada, Racist Deluxe. Here he is, courtesy of CCIR.
I was Dean Cebada, the Brown Berets. We're here today to show L.A., show the minority people here, the Anglo-Saxons, that we are here, the majority. We're here to stay. We do the work in this city. We take care of the spoiled brat children. We clean their offices. We pick the food. We do the manufacturing in the factories of L.A. We are the majority here, and we are not going to be pushed around. We're here in Westwood. This is the fourth time we've been here in the last 2 months to show white Anglo-Saxon Protestant L.A., the few of you who remain, that we are the majority, and we claim this land is ours. It's always been ours, and we're still here. And none of this talk about deporting. If anybody's going to be deported, it's going to be you.
Come back to Simi Valley, you skunks! Go back to Woodland Hills! Go back to Boston! Go back to the Plymouth Rocks! You pilgrims! Get out! We are the future! You're old and tired! Go on! We have beaten you! Leave like beaten rats!
You old white people, it is your duty to die!
Even their own ethicists say that they should die. manifest as our young people grow up and graduate from high school, go on to college, and start taking over the society. Our people are the vast majority of people are under the age of 15 years old. Right now, we're already controlling those elections, whether it's through violence or nonviolence, through love of having children. We're going to take over.
This is Atlanta. This is Mexico.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you have trouble getting out of bed in the morning? Do you wish that you had more strength and energy throughout the day? Well, North American Urban Spice has the solution. Royal Power is an all-natural and stimulant-free answer to all of your energy needs. Get energy fast and make yourself powerful. Get Royal Power now. Call 1-800-243-5242 for more information. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Hi, this is John Staffler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Mind you folks out there, you know, nothing I say is racially based, but I do talk about racism. And I'm going to tell you something. We have the new racists in town, and they ain't the white folks no more. I'm not saying white folks ain't racist. There's some racists of all colors. One of the most racist person I know happens to be a black PhD from Texas. And this guy is the most racist person I've ever met in my life. But, you know, they come in all colors. We're talking about Americanism. You want to call me a nativist? That's okay. I don't care. You want to call me a protectionist? Fine. I love this country, and I will do what I can to protect it from invaders. Do I care if somebody is black, Hispanic, Asian, or white? No. If you're an American, you're an American. But I will not allow people to come into my country illegally, unchecked. And all this old talk about whose land it once was and all that, that's just a load of crap. It doesn't mean anything to me. The only thing that matters is 2006 and who's going to have control of this country, and it's going to be us, the American people. Let's go to Jerry, calling from Victorville. Jerry, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, Chair. Hey, I want to say, look at that fence built on the Korean border, huh?
Yeah.
Well, they know how to build fences over there. We've been doing it for 50 years over there.
There you go.
And I want to say one thing about Luca. Zanna, he gave me a report on his way back to northern Arizona, and I guess it turned out to be really good. Now let me say,
I was there with them in Phoenix.
That's what he said.
Yeah, it was a nice.
He said the big one was there himself.
It was a nice turnout.
It was a great turnout. I'm glad. I didn't see anything on Lou Dobbs. Maybe Monday they'll have something on it. Let me say this real quick, right? Because we have a lot of callers, and I don't want to take too much time. Let me say this: being on the Sabbath. Oh, Lord, have mercy on our legislators. Be with them and bless them, even if they know thee not. Spare their lives and teach them to glorify thee. Hasten them to their homes where they may direct their attention the good works and general usefulness among their families and neighbors. May the people resolve to keep them there, and in the future elect men of sound morals and temperate habits, so that good may hereafter result in legislation. Save the good people of this state from the disgrace which must follow if the same should come here to make laws.
Jerry,
hear us, Lord, O grant us prayer. Amen.
Jerry,
that was
Jerry,
the Desert News, May 2nd, 1855.
You're a little more merciful than I am. I would wish a lot more on him than that.
This is 1855.
Times have changed. You know what I'd wish for some of these rotten politicians? A big basketball-sized hemorrhoid to carry around with them 24 hours a day. Got to go, Jerry. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Just remember, we love you, and we love this country, and those who really love this country will do the right thing.
Take
God
care.
Bless.
Let's go to Evelyn calling from Irvine, California. Evelyn, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Jerry, I haven't called for a long time.
It's been a while.
I remember crossing the street and standing next to Augustine Sabata
and
screaming across Wilshire Boulevard at you.
We were there. I remember it well. You were our spy that day, Ev.
I was holding his placard.
Yeah.
So I wonder, Terry, if there's ever going to come a day when people will be able to take triple citizenship.
Why not? Why not quadruple? Maybe I want to be a member of a Fiji and the United States, and let's pick an African country in Iceland. That'd be a nice one. Why not? Unbelievable.
Citizen of the world.
Yeah, citizen of everything.
Now, I want to say a few words about, the absentee ballots are arriving. And I want to say a few words about girly man Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
He revoked his former kind words about the Minutemen. He apologized for his former support of Prop 187. He objects to the National Guard on the border, even at Campo where the drug runners are coming across. And now he constantly says we need a guest worker program. Now, Phil Angelides will give the illegal aliens everything they want, probably sign a driver's license bill, going to get financial aid in college too. But there is Art Olivier. He's a libertarian. He is a Minuteman. He rejects his own party's open border position, and he says so publicly. So people ought to think carefully when you go to vote for governor. And I want to remind everybody that Mr. Olivier is a guest at CCIR meeting Wednesday, October 25th at the Garden Grove Women's Club at the corner of Chapman and Gilbert in Garden Grove, 9501 Chapman. That's October 25th. And people can call for information toll-free 877-NO-ILLEGALS.
Okay,
Ev. That's it, Terry.
Thank you so much for that. Amazing. You got three guys running. Two of them are for open borders and giving illegal aliens everything, and one guy's not. Isn't that amazing? Ev, thanks for the call.
Bye.
You know, folks, in the Horriblest Clown of the Week, I talked about a Reverend Joseph E. Lowry. I talked about his racism and his sellout of his own people. Well, also at that meeting was a Reverend James Orange. He said, this Reverend, that Hispanics and black folks have a history of working together on issues of rights. Now, listen to this. He gave two examples of us, quote, working together. He mentioned how he and Reverend Lowry and a third Negro Reverend had spoken at, quote, immigrant rights rallies, unquote, in Georgia and elsewhere. That was example number one. And his second example was how Dr. Martin Luther King had sent him, Reverend Orange, out west to march with Cesar Chavez for migrant rights and to help organize migrant rights in California. Now, he didn't say one word. He didn't mention one thing about Cesar Chavez being one of the quickest people to call a border patrol, because he knew if he didn't do that, he'd never get rights for his poor migrants there, his poor American migrants. But the main point I want to make here, do you notice his two examples are black folks coming to the rescue of Hispanics? Where, if we're working together, where are your example of Hispanics helping us? Show me the film, 16:35, 8mm of marches in the 50s and 60s, and let's sit there and put them in slow motion and point out the Hispanics who were marching for our civil rights. Now, I'm not saying I don't want civil rights for everybody, but I want you to back this up, and I want you to show me where they have come to our rescue. Oh, they'll do it now because it's in the news. They want to make sure, oh, look, we're helping our black brothers, but they ain't never done nothing for us. Now, I'm not against Hispanics. A lot of good American Hispanics who are helpers of this show, support this show, but I'm talking about those troublemakers out there who want to be separate from us. These very people that these reverends, and I say that term loosely, are helping are those who hate black folks. And will only align themselves with him until their numbers are sufficient where they don't need his help any longer. Unbelievable. Let's go to James calling from Mar Vista, California. James, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry, get your pen and pencil out. There is a Social Security Preservation Act, H.R. 219 by Congressman Paul in stopping raiding Social Security Trust Fund.
That's Ron Paul, right?
Yeah, it's in Congress right now.
Okay.
Also, too, mark your calendars. We're through talking. We're marching. Noontime, November 11th, Saturday at noon, November 18th, December 2nd, December 9th. Noontime, federal building with our American flags. We are marching. And 2007, and we're going to be marching the streets of the United States. Our goal is to march to Washington, D.C. a week before July 4th, and we are going to declare that we are taking back America.
All right, James. Thank you for that information, buddy. We appreciate it. Let's go to Bill calling from Henderson, Nevada. Bill, what do you hear? What do you say?
Terry, how are you doing this evening?
Pretty good, buddy. How about yourself?
Well, Terry, unfortunately, I'm not in Henderson, Nevada anymore. I'm in Californica.
Well, you know, you got to be somewhere.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have chose this where, though, you know?
Well, I just, as soon as I get a chance to see my psychiatrist, I'll try and get him to understand why I did this. Terry, the reason I called is because now that I'm out here, I've come across this little thing called Proposition 86. Now, for the people that aren't in California, they're not going to know what I'm talking about. And I asked them to forgive me for about a minute so I can explain to the people who are in this great state what Proposition 86 is really all about. Proposition 86 is going to charge smokers, that's a minority of people, $26 in excise taxes per carton of cigarettes. And where all this money's going to go, see, everybody always thought, well, you know, can't use the N-word because that's, you know, bad and stuff like that. Well, there's a new minority, they're called the S-word, that's smokers. And $26 a carton of cigarettes. And the majority of this money is going to go from one minority who's doing something perfectly legal to help support nearly all the hospitals. The money is going to be allocated to hospitals to reimburse their costs for emergency services.
To who?
To the hospitals.
No, but to who are the emergency services given to?
Well, they're in the words of the proposition itself, they would be largely based on the number of persons that hospital treats in their emergency department.
Who are mostly illegal aliens. That's who's running up the bills in our hospital, Bill. That's who's cost us money. Let me give you my opinion on this. First of all, let me say this. I think smoking is the most disgusting thing a person can do. It's horrible. I can't stand to be around a smoker. I can't stand to be around ashtrays and cigarettes. I won't even touch a cigarette. Never had one in my mouth in my life. It is disgusting. But
I know that, sir.
It's my turn. It is the most disgusting habit that you can do. But that is not my business to tell somebody else that they shouldn't do it. Now, just because I don't like it, I am not going to enforce my likes and my prejudices on somebody that wants to fill his lungs with smoke. That's his business. And I'm not going to punish him with some ridiculous tax just because I don't like smoking and I want to give the money to somebody who's not supposed to be here and who's running up our hospital costs. It is outrageous. It is un-American. And anybody that is for this is an un-American person to take money and transfer it from one person because you don't like their habit and give it to another. Now, I have made my thoughts on smoking made very well, but I am not for this, folks. This is wrong, and if people want to smoke, that's their business, and they should have a right to. Bill, do you agree?
Terry, I absolutely agree, and because I know of you, I talked to you a number of times when you were on with Mark on Wednesdays on the Wake Up America show. Now, I realize you don't smoke. I know you don't like smoking. You don't like to be around smokers. And That's one thing that I knew you would at least give this a fair.
Absolutely. And, Bill, that's not even the point whether I like it or whether you like it. The point is it's not fair. And they're going to take this money and transfer it to people who have run up amazing bills in this country and not paid. No, we can't have it. Bill, I got to go. I want to thank you for calling up and giving us that information, buddy.
God bless you.
You take care.
Alrighty.
All right, let's go to Curtis, calling from Las Vegas, Nevada. Curtis, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Hello, Terry.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Okay, I'm getting stronger.
Sounding better.
Yeah, I tell you one thing, with the cigarettes, the Italian mafia is going to make a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
Smuggling. Hey, I was at the meeting on the Wake Up America.
Right.
And I got the meet Miss Cole.
Barbara Cole.
Yes, I didn't know it was her I was talking with.
Feisty broad, man.
Oh, yeah, very nice and attractive lady. She is a very nice lady.
Yeah, she's a sweet.
Yeah, me and my wife, we was chatting with her, and I didn't know that who she was till about 10 minutes when we were talking. But, boy, she is a tough lady.
She is.
Oh, yes. And I bet I hear in what I hear that's going on in L.A. from a few people I know from time to time. Sounds like you guys are going to have a Beirut there.
Any day now, Curtis. Any day now. And they say on some of these websites, yeah, Terry Anderson, he's out here trying to turn Hispanics and blacks against each other. No, I'm not. I just want people to look and see what's happening. We've been invaded. Black folks are catching it first. White folks and Hispanics are catching it. Well, actually, American Hispanics caught it first. Black folks second. I'm just showing what happened. Just like the riots in the school out there in Fontana and San Bernardino. They don't want to talk about that, but those were race riots, Curtis. And the reason they got race riots is because the number of illegal alien children has gone up, and they start picking on the black kids right away.
So, Terry, I did hear something about that. There was some riot in the school over there in San Bernardino.
San Bernardino and Fontana. I got to go, Curtis. Keep getting better, buddy. We appreciate the call.
Okay. God bless.
Take care. Let's go to Joan, calling from San Fernando, California. Joan, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry.
How you doing?
Joan, hi. The reason why Bush has no intention of closing our borders is because he keeps referring to the illegal aliens as guest workers. And basically what he's been trying to do is, since NAFTA has been implemented, this goes all the way back to 1986 when Reagan passed the amnesty bill. And the amnesty bill promoted the NAFTA thing, and the purpose of NAFTA, the real true meaning of it, is Operation Greenbacks for Wetbacks.
Hmm.
And those are terms used that President Bush and Vice President Cheney use, and their purpose, NAFTA's true purpose, is to bring about import-in drugs and sex slave operations into this country.
Wow.
And that's what's really going on. That's the real dirty secret. And it's not, it's apparently, you get, I hear reports all the time in Los Angeles County of sex rings operations coming in, girls and young boys, ages 9 to 25, and it all goes all the way to the White House.
All right, Joan, thank you for that update. We appreciate it. You take care.
All right.
Folks, the W word was used for historical purposes only. Let's go to Victor, calling from Inglewood. Victor, what do you hear? What do you say?
Yes, Mr. Anderson.
Hi, buddy.
Thank you for letting me say a few words, if I may, about corruption.
Always, Victor.
Well, you know, when you go to a doctor, you ought to think about one thing. If the person who's going to take care of you is loyal to you, the patient, or the institution who's getting all these bucks for the so claim that they're going to look after you. And why I say this is because, you know, it has been said that median net worth of black households in 2000, you know how much it was? $7,000 a year. Now, this is just a comparison to Maxine Waters, who along with Juanita, I think her name is
McDonald,
they have been now considered the richest people within the black caucuses. This is Maxine Waters, you know, the woman who, according to one of the local papers, is considered the most corrupt.
Yeah, they have reports on the radio all the time about how her whole family is crooked as a barrel of snakes.
The most corrupt members of Congress. Well, she has a net worth, I believe, of $7.8 million. You know, while most of her congressional members, well, they're pretty very poor. And on the other hand, the most richest, you know, I don't know if the most corrupt, Juanita Mildred, she's worth also some, I believe, $5.3 million. So the question is, how can these people become so rich when they represent the poorest people in the United States? Perhaps, I don't know, but they are very poor. You tell me when you say we're going to become like Mexico. I think we are like Mexico.
Right.
It's not that we're going to become. It is very sad, disruptive, very, very disconcerting. I call the AME Church to relate to this sort of matters. You really think that they don't care. My calls?
They don't care.
Of course not. And it should make us very, very angry, because we are supposed to be free and able rather than disabled, and these people are turning us into disabled, you know, citizens of this country. This is a shame, and this is another fact of denial. Thank you.
Thank you, Victor. As always, buddy, we appreciate your call. All right. Those of you listening in Los Angeles and can listen on the Internet also, we'll be sticking around all night till after midnight with Sunday Night Live. And right after me is the lovely Loris Rascala with Loris Rascala Live. Tell us what's on tonight, Loris.
State Senator Tom McClintock.
Our guy. We've had him on before.
I love him. He is the hope for change in California, I believe.
He's real.
He is real. Yeah, he's real. He sticks to his convictions. Yep. He's more concerned about principles than he is about politics and about being loved by the people. He is a man of conviction and integrity and character, and he needs to be the lieutenant governor.
He should have been governor.
Now, and if he gets, and he has a chance of becoming lieutenant governor this election, and if he does, 4 years from now, he will be our governor.
Stick around, folks. Hear what he has to say. He's pretty consistent. He's been consistent for years, and he's one of us. He really is.
He is.
All right.
Thank you, Terry.
Loris Rascala Live, folks, following us at 10 o'clock. All right, folks, we're going to give everybody a minute each. Would you believe this board is full? It's almost time for the end of the show. Let's go to Scott calling from Las Vegas. Scott, what do you hear? What do you say?
This is my time short, Terry. I'll make it real quick.
Thank you, sir.
I was paying my power bill the other day on Friday, and I wasn't able to get in there until late. And it was really crowded, probably because it was Friday and everything. And it was about 200, I'm not even exaggerating, it was about 200, 250 people in there. And about all the people that were in there, about a dozen at the most, because I counted the whole time I was in there, at the most, were not Hispanic. Basically, it was all Mexicans. And I could not help but wonder two things that were going through my head. One, there was Spanish conversation everywhere. Everywhere Spanish, Spanish, Spanish. And the other thing that was just going through my head is just like, if they're not illegals, chances are their parents were. I mean, and
now, Scott, you're a racist. Just to report what you saw makes you a racist. Do you understand that? And I'm a racist for letting you on here to say it. Isn't that amazing? If we report what we see, if we tell the world of our reality, we're racist. Isn't that amazing? We're supposed to just sit back as Americans and don't say a word and take it until, guess what? The American people are 5% of the population, and then it's too late to talk. Unbelievable.
Oh, I need to be saved then.
All right, Scott. Thanks for the call, buddy. Take care. Call me again. All right, let's go to Shannon calling from El Paso, Texas. Shannon, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Oh, good morning or good evening there, Terry. Yeah, this is Shannon. I just wanted to say hello from Operation Sovereignty. I haven't seen you since the rumble at the ranch, but we're down here doing our patrols.
Good.
In the El Paso section.
Fantastic.
I'm going to say you're sounding good here on the border.
Well, appreciate it, buddy. You guys are doing good work down there. Keep it up.
Okay, take care.
All right, buddy, take care. Let's go to Robert calling from Santa Monica. Robert, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Yeah, well, not good news. I was let go from my job. I was a public employee, and I'm a public employee who supports, anti-illegal immigration legislation for making a comment against the Mexicans who were flying their flags in Los Angeles.
And you got fired. Unbelievable.
I had 18 years on the job, and they fired me. Even the union, I got one shot left at a hearing, and some Joseph Lowry types, I'll say, were her main witnesses. These are the people who have witnessed against me in her behalf to show how much they love illegal aliens.
Handkerchief head Negroes,
that's
what they are.
They are. And these
buck
are
dancing, shuffling, head scratching.
And I did my
Huckle
job.
Bucking.
Everything. And I never missed work. I did my job, and now I can't get a job.
Unbelievable.
After 18 years, I'm 50 years old, because I objected to them flying Mexican flags. I couldn't even get a fair hearing.
Robert, our heart goes out to you, and it's a sad thing, buddy. I'm really sorry to hear it. Really sorry. It's a common story around this country now. We've got to get together and get this fixed. I hope it works out for you, buddy. Let us know.
Thank you, sir.
Take care, Robert. Tom, calling from Santa Barbara, not much time. What do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry, I'll make it quick. I'm here to defend Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yes, sir.
I think he's a victim of drug abuse. He acknowledged taking extensive steroids, and one of the byproducts of doing that is shrinking genitalia. And I think he's just a victim of his own past drug abuse, so it's not really his fault. He has nothing left.
Thanks, Tom. I appreciate the call.
Hey, Terry.
What I would say to Arnold is, Arnold, trim the lace off thy drawers. Let's go to Stephanie calling from Winthrop. Stephanie, not much time, about 30 seconds.
Hey, Terry, I just want to let you know that I've been reading the Santiago Times, and I remember when Vicente Fox said that he had Latin America's support regarding the push for amnesty.
Right.
That was a lie. The only support he had was from like the most third world Central American countries, Nicaragua, Guatemala. As it is, he basically just lied. Nobody's supporting him. Spain's not supporting him. He's trying to get loans from South America. No one's going to loan him money.
Steph, you sound like you're sick tonight. You take care of yourself.
Oh, I got strep throat.
Oh, well, don't talk. Rest.
Well, you thought that would give you a little. I thought that would put you at ease.
We appreciate it. You take care of yourself. Thanks for calling. Let's go to Rick. One last call, Rick. Calling from Austin, Texas. What do you hear? What do you say?
At the beginning of the show, I heard you saying, why are we allowing this? And the reason we're allowing this is because Americans, they don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. They want to
That's
be politically
us.
Correct.
That's us.
That's why you see everything in Spanish now. Why not everything in Chinese?
There you go.
Why not everything in Arabic?
We have a term. We have a term for it here, Rick.
Complacency.
We call
it. I'm sorry to say, but we need to get rid of these wetbacks.
Wait, now we can't. Hold on, Rick. Oh, Rick, hold on. We can't use that term on the show.
The political correctness of going on in this country is the reason no one wants to stand up.
Well, don't get. I'm not being politically correct. The station won't let me use that term on this
show.
You're
not. You're one of the only few people that I've ever heard on the radio speak out against these illegal immigrants. Let me get one thing straight. Illegal means against the law.
That's it.
How hard is that to understand?
Gotta go.
Illegal against the law.
Gotta go, Rick. Thanks for the call, buddy. Keep listening in Austin. I got a question I want to ask everybody out there. Who that say they trying to beat them Saints? Yeah, that's right. Now, I'm not a Saints fan. I did it for my son. But how about that? 5-1 Saints. Louisiana's making a comeback, folks, especially New Orleans. And I'm glad to see it happening for them. Who that say they're going to beat them? 5-1 Nobody. Don't forget our good buddy Rusty Childress of Childress Auto Mall, 22nd Avenue in Camelback. Don't forget his website, immigrationbuzz.com. And this week with the swings, folks, what if being liberal and Democrat were illegal and give them the blue finger? Good stuff. You can read on our website, This Week with the Swings. Don't forget, we need your help to stay on the air. That address is the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. We always need your help, and we appreciate it. I want to thank Les Blinkhorn, my producer, for taking your calls, and my man Chandler for doing the show. He's our engineer tonight. Did an impeccable job, as usual. He just does it blindfolded to see if he can do it, and he always does a great job. I want to remind everybody once again, folks, without you, we have no show. We appreciate your participation financially and verbally, and I appreciate your letters. I do read them all. Don't forget those three websites we talk about, the TerryAndersonShow.com, of course, and don't forget our good buddy Juan Man at DeportAliens.com. And for the up-to-date information on the illegal alien invasion, go to Glenn Spencer's webpage, AmericanPatrol.com. This is Terry Anderson for the All-American Radio Network saying we will be back again next week. As usual, attempting to articulate the popular rage. Good night, folks.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.